Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sherita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about. All the things we as women must juggle every day and the ish we complain about.
But who's listening?
Girl,
we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with.
We are here to inspire her,
the Total Woman.
Yes.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Hey.
How are you guys today?
Hey, we got a full house today, Fee.
Girl. We have a special group of people tonight. We are introducing a new reality show called Meet the Threets. We have the cast of Meet the Threets, and let's back up. Let me back up. Since Red is going to be being interviewed tonight, I brought on a special guest host, Frank the Tank. Y'all done seen him on the show before, but Mr. Frank the Tank, how are you tonight?
What's happening, captains and captains? How y'all doing? Frank Tank in Kansas City, Missouri, home of the soon-to-be Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs for the fourth time. Come on, let's go.
Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Appreciate you, appreciate you.
Congratulations, Frank. Y'all deserve where you are now. We don't know where you're going to be at, but you deserve where you are now.
How long you been a Chiefs fan?
Ever. You know it's a long time when you take the four off of it, right?
I mean, was you there when Christian Okoye was there?
I was there when Christian Okoye was there. I was there when Derek Thomas was there. I was there when Steve DeBerg was there. I was there when Carlos Carson was there.
Okay. That's another thing. We wanted to see if you was there when they was losing.
We ain't gonna talk about all that. We are not here to talk about all that. We are here to talk about Meet the Threets.
Meet them.
And we are here to get in a little bit of their business. So I'm going to start with Red. Tell us who you are, Red. You know, we just want you to talk to our reality people.
Let me put my other hat on. I'm Sherita Threet.
You look like a bonnet.
Man of mine.
Put my other hat on. I'm Sherita. I am Dante's wife, Terrell's sister-in-law.
You got more to say than that. You more than that, right?
Yeah, I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm an LPC. I'm a podcaster.
So, what do you enjoy more, being Dante's wife or Terrell's sister-in-law?
You not the interviewer, Terrell.
All right, Dante. Okay. Tell us who you are, honey.
Well, I'm Dante Threet. I'm Sherita's husband. I'm a entrepreneur. I run a transportation business. Love to play golf. You know, podcast as well with my brother Ray. We do sophisticated dummies Mondays. You know, you see it.
I see. So
that's about it, man. You know, I'm a simple guy.
All right, Dr. Phil Rail. Tell us who you are.
Well, like you said, I'm the good Reverend Dr. Phil Rail. F-E-E-L. Please say the Phil. You know, I'm just a glue to hold it all together. I'm another problem for them to have in their life. And I just enjoy being who I am to the Threets.
Okay.
He is a three.
He is a three.
Yes.
Y'all in relation to Sadell Three?
I used to get that question a lot when I was back in high school when he played for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But since he got cut, ain't nobody asked me that no more.
All right.
But no, I'm not sure to answer your question. I'm not sure. He could be down the line.
Yeah.
So listen, Frank, anything you want to tell us about yourself?
Hey, this is Frank the Tank. This is one half of the Kings Can Move On podcast. We just wrapped up season 3, ready to start season 4 for some more in a little the next month or two. My brother, my best friend, my brother, Jason Stewart, calling Lil Jay. He's the other half of the Kings Can Move On podcast, and we are very thankful and grateful that you guys are back this evening.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we are very excited to have you guys on. And we just want to ask y'all a couple of questions. Now, I'm not responsible for the questions that Frank is going to ask. So y'all please bear with us.
You got a disclaimer.
Frank is the comedian. So I can't control the questions that he going to ask.
All right, don't get homeboy.
Hey, I just ask the questions. I ask the questions that everybody wants to know. Shit, if somebody want to know something, they be like, I wonder, I'm going to ask. That's how you do it, man. That's TV.
Okay. All right, so we're going to start out with, tell us what Meet the Threats is. Tell us why you decided to create this reality show and let us have some insight into y'all lives.
Dante,
not everybody speak at once.
Well, we wanted to do this years ago when Terrell was married too. That fell through, so we can't do that now. But we wanted to, me and Sharita have been separated for a couple years. So we contemplating trying to get back together and make our marriage work. So we wanted to bring the people into our lives to see, you know, one that is, you know, it's not messy, you know, not to say it's been easy and it's been a fun and great time, but just to show that, you know, Black love still do exist, and how you can manage and work through things, even if y'all not getting along, because during this whole separation, you know, we have businesses that we have to run and operate, you know, and we have, you know, some serious things we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So just being able to manage those obstacles, you know, and just like I said, just trying to give reality TV something positive to look at. You know, we're gonna have our issues. It's gonna be some tension, some tense moments in there, but it's not gonna be nothing. You know, we don't want the ratchet TV type stuff. You know, we want to show positive. We want to show Black families in a positive light. You know, even if you're going through things. That's me and Sharita take. Terrell take maybe a little different.
8 years, Frank, in April.
Okay. That's how long y'all been married? How long y'all been together?
Eight years in April.
How did y'all meet?
We actually met at his mom, Denise's, who is also in the show. We met working for her. Dante was working for her. And I ended up starting to work for her probably in November 2014. So we met like that. He was eyeballing me. And my sister, she was instrumental in getting us together. She was like, y'all just alike. Y'all one and the same. Y'all got so much in common. And you know, I was a little hesitant because he was a little bit younger than me. So I'm like, he too young, you know.
What's the age difference?
The age difference is 6 years. I'm 51 and he is 45.
Well, you know, I know all about that, so you know, no problem. Yeah.
Hey, what you mean you know about it, P?
My ex-husband was 10 years younger than me.
Yeah, you go, girl.
That's
yeah.
Girl, that's what I said. We cool, girl.
We still different, so you know, hey, it is what it is.
Oh, ain't no wrong with that. You like it, I love it.
So eyeballing Dante. What are eyeballing Dante?
No, I said that he was eyeballing me. The thing is, he asked me out a few times, and I was like, no. And I said, I better go out with him this next time because he's probably
she
not
capping. She capping. I can't let him cap like that.
That is the truth. Why you keep saying that?
What's the truth?
All right, so we all were working for my mother at the time.
True.
And You know, me and Dante ran things. We were the big dogs in the company. We needed Sharita help. You know, she had a certain kind of license we needed to come on out on the other side and run things. So my mama picked her up on the team. She joined the team. And her sister was to always come back and tell Dante, like, my sister think you so cute. You is so handsome. And Dante was like, you know, I don't like to mix business and pleasure. So, nah, I mean, he tried to duck along as he could, but, you know.
Where's Denise? Let me get Denise on the line.
Tell her how
you couldn't duck my friend.
You couldn't duck all that. Now you know, you saw all that. I mean, he did his best, you know, try to be professional about it and everything. But you know, Sharita was a little I'm gonna say red. Her other, you know, red was a little aggressive.
What? I don't know this story.
I've never heard this story before. What? Dante, tell them what happened.
We both were checking each other out. Her sister did have a
mediate
part to play in that. You know, she did mediate. So we'd end up going out to lunch, and Sharita asked me out to lunch. She tried to say it was a business lunch. We needed to discuss some stuff that my mom wanted us to handle, and did, well, whatever. It was lunch, and we went to lunch.
Yeah, and you smashed after lunch.
What?
No.
No, I don't believe that.
Man, come on, no, bro. If we're going to keep it real, we got to keep it real.
It was a work lunch. We had to do a presentation.
You was working.
You let him smash it
at work? At the hospital, we did a presentation, and then we ended up going to Red Lobster afterwards.
We went to Red Lobster.
I'm not going to believe that about my friends. So
don't
we
believe that.
B, you had just told her, you told her that you messed with me 10 years younger. She wouldn't want tried to, she tried it. She went 6 years younger, but she tried it.
All right, so listen, we're going to move it. Okay, so the show is about you guys, your reconciliation. And I mean, that's great, because I love to see, you know,
Black love.
Not giving up. Black love, because we need more of that. We need our kids to be able to see that this can happen.
You know? Facts.
So how many times have you guys been separated?
Like 2 years. About 2 years. Often a total of 2 years, but we reconciled, broke up again, and working on reconciling for the second time.
Okay.
I'd like to ask y'all, you know, I understand that you're doing that on the reality side, but I want to take it back a little bit, just ask you, how did the love, let's start at the beginning of the love story. How did that love start? What, Dante, what made you look at her and say, you know what, I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you? And then the same question for you, Red.
Good question.
So when I met Sharita, you know, I was in a good place. You know, I was a young guy, you know, doing my thing. I fairly successful, I can say. And so, you know, I was dating, you know, some women, you know. But when I met Sharita, you know, it was different, you know, it became different. You know, she was older than me. So a mature factor played a big part. You know, she was mature, you know, and I got at that particular time, it was good. It was time for me to really kind of settle down and look to get married. You know, that's why when we met in March, I asked her to marry me in August, and we was married in April.
Oh, man.
So I just felt like it was time. You know, I played the field, you know, for a while, and it was time to, you know, do the right thing. And Sharita won't go let me, you know, play around with her.
I'm gonna let you go.
I had a decision to make, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Red?
For me, I always loved Dante's confidence. I felt like he was a man that was self-assured. He knew what he wanted. He was a leader. He was a man of God, a family man. You know, I loved the way he took to the kids. And you know, because he doesn't have kids of his own, he took my kids in as if they were his, and he just completed our family.
Did you let him whoop your kids?
They were older then. He disciplined them. Well, I don't know if he disciplined them like that.
Not to cut you off, Dante was a little modest, you know, about the love story, because, you know, like he said, he was dating around and dating scene, and Sharita came, and he was just like a little female. She swept him right off his feet. Like, he was just so excited. And he was like, no, yo, I'm going with Rita. No, he wouldn't be coming out. I'm going to Rita Jen. You know,
really? Rita, I tell him, calm down, man, calm down.
You know, I was like, ah, she got that. She put the whipper pill on them, man. She was older. She gave him some tricks she ain't never seen before. He was
tricks. Let me find out.
So he being a little modest on, like he just he did it because he was ready to settle down and it was ready. No, she got him.
Put that Creole on
her. Right. And y'all seen Red before. She ain't no slouch.
No, she's not. Now I got a question. Now why a reality show though? Are you guys prepared? You know, you're putting your business out there, you prepared for people to get in your business, talk smack, do all that kind of stuff.
They do it anyway, even when we had a you know, we had an interview with a big blogger, the amazing Diana Rose, and, you know, most of the comments were favorable, but you can see the trolls in the comments too. And I think for us, as long as we put God first and continue to support each other and be there for each other and defend each other, I think we're going to be good. Because I'm the one that... you know, maybe the emotional sensitive one, you know, but he'll be like, don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about what people think. People gonna say what they want to say anyway. So
yeah. And your mom is in the show as well, right?
Correct.
How'd she feel about when y'all came to her with this? How'd she feel about all this?
I don't know. I got mixed feelings now. I don't know what she
I think my mom got mixed feelings. You know, she's down, but she also got a lot of people in her ear will make her second guess her decisions. But at the same time, we all as threes, and you know, my mom married, she's a tailor, but us all have crazy personalities, like unique personalities, and it's not fate, it's just reality. So people always laugh at us and be tripping off us, or you know, we be speaking, and Sharita and Dante really be helping people and, you know, with their business and stuff. So it's like real and it's reality. We just letting people in for real. It's not no scripted element or nothing like that. Just real. We all got them personalities. Even my mom, like, she got her shine. She gonna, she can get a spinoff herself. Like, she fun.
Now, I did hear on the other show when y'all played your intro that she said, she wouldn't marry neither one of y'all.
Yeah, trust me, we wouldn't marry her
either. Definitely.
Well, they say really that you marry your parents, though. You know, when you say
I guess that's why I'm still single then.
And Sharita is nothing like my mom. They definitely two different people.
Definitely. We have some similarities too, but very slim. But yeah,
both of y'all from the hood act so bougie. That's what y'all got in common.
Always knew they was gonna get out the hood though. That's what they got in common.
That part.
What's wrong with being a little bougie though? What's wrong with that?
None at all.
There's a lot wrong with that. You need to remember where you came from and remember who you are, like Mufasa toe symbol.
What about your storyline, Terrell?
Exactly. What is your storyline?
My storyline is you know, one bus leading off 15, one coming. No, I'm just bullshit. No, you know, I'm just being supportive to my brother. I'm trying to keep them together at the same time, but at the same time, I'm trying to let him know that, nah, man, he got to drop all that bullshit and really commit. You know, that shit easier said than done. So I'm just trying to be supportive to them. And then on another aspect, I'd be trying to, because I was married myself. Sometimes I miss my wife, but my goodest side of my mind tell me, well, fuck that. And I'm out here, you know. I got a 1-year-old, so that's new to me. You know, going back and raising another child. I got 4 boys, but, you know, I got a recent baby mama, and, you know, we cool, but me being single, you know, bring his own drama in itself. So my storyline is just a storyline. You got to catch the storyline.
You going to be dating on this one too, Real?
You know, I went through a breakup on that one. Really want to, I don't know what to call it. It was a situationship, you know, and that fell apart. But yeah, we speak on that on the show. You got to tune in and see what type of real craziness.
Now, I did see a clip where Red, your friend, Trina was being a little, shall I say,
messy.
And Rail had to get it straight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blame the editor. All about? I'm gonna be like these other reality shows. I'm gonna blame it on the editor.
You know, me and Trina probably we're developing like a love hate relationship.
You know, Dr. Rose said that you guys remind her of a Martin and Pam situation.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I can see that. I can see that too.
So that unveiled Dante in the red is Sharita's husband, and Rail in with the green background. That's his brother and her brother-in-law. They are doing the Meet the Three reality show, which is what we're talking about today. And the other young man is my guest host. Frank the Tank from Kings Can Move. So we got a little messy, and I'm so great to ask because, you know, I watch the reality shows, and if it's not a little drama, a little messiness, a little something to keep me watching, yeah, I'm probably going to move on to the side. So I just wanted to know, look, are we going to see real reality? Are we gonna see something scripted? We're gonna see real Dante Red trying to figure it out. You know, everything ain't peaches and cream and smiling. You know, are we gonna see some real emotion in the show?
Yeah, I think you will. Well, it's definitely not scripted. You know what I mean? Because some of those stuff I seen, you know, was after the fact. You know, especially the scenes with Trina, the scene with my mom and Sharita. You know, I seen that stuff after the fact. So a lot of that conversation and dialogue, I had no idea. And I was ready to go back in and do it. Hold on, yo, I need to address that shit. It's happening right there.
So you can't go back.
It's definitely not.
Hey, we definitely going back.
You can't go back.
That'd be episode 2.
That ain't reality. It's gotta happen. It's gotta just flow at the time.
No, I'm talking about like going back to demo. We got another conversation. Man. It's reality.
Yeah, it's reality. Conversation.
Facts.
Okay, like that conversation about Mr. Rasta Pasta.
Facts.
But
look, see, she danced. You see that dance when she said that thing?
Look, listeners, me and Red are real friends. We go back to high school. So,
hey, body language is everything.
I was with her during some of this time frame that, you know, in this reality show. But,
so you know Rasta Pasta?
I know Rasta Pasta.
You met him?
I know I have not met Rasta Pasta.
You know of him? Did you know about him?
I was in Georgia. You know you're fucked up, right?
You know you're fucked up. Because you just told us you was around the time she was doing all this. Now you was in Georgia.
I was in her.
You know you're fucked up, right?
Georgia. I live in Georgia. Now, I want to know about Mr. Rasta Pasta.
Rasta Pasta. It was just a friend.
And this happened during the separation.
Correct? Of course. I'm a Christian. I'm a good Christian.
Okay. Now, this is what another one of our friends. Let's see what she said.
We never heard of no Rasta Pasta. You know what? What is Rasta Pasta?
I just heard it on a
preview. You know, when they stirring up the macaroni and cheese, they don't call it macaroni and cheese, they call it pasta.
That's not what Rasta Pasta is.
Somebody, he put the Rasta in the pasta.
Somebody on here knows what Rasta Pasta is. What is Rasta Pasta?
I just told you what it was.
That's not what Rasta Pasta is.
Not incriminate myself.
Facts.
So you're, I guess we're going to keep on guessing or keep
on. You should know what it is.
Yeah, it was a code word for Rasta Pasta. You knew what you were talking to your girl about.
I don't know. I don't know. I had Creole. I ain't have no Rasta Pasta. My man was Creole. He was Asian.
Dante, let me ask you, and Red, let me ask y'all this. Y'all both, so since y'all were separated, I'm assuming that, well, I'm asking, did both of you date?
Say what while you were,
did y'all date while you were separated?
Right. So that's where the Rasta Pasta come in. Obviously, okay. she was dating or went on a date with some Jamaican dude or something.
Well, you know mine. Well, you know mine.
No worries, man. No worries, man.
So
we're talking about Rasta Pasta. Did we have any senoritas?
We had some gold diggers.
Marita, oh, senorita.
Oh,
gold diggers.
I mean, he do drive some nice cars, and he live in a nice house. You know,
I don't know where she get this gold digger stuff from, but you know, we both did date during the separation. You know,
we're talking about you now. We're talking about you now.
Right.
We know about Rasta Pasta.
Right, but you the whole time, Rasta Pasta. She was carrying it like she won't dating. His dating was in the open. Her dating was like, I'm still faithful.
Nah.
Yeah. Her dating was like, hey, I'm just working on me, trying to get myself together.
You can do that though. That's the thing. I'm trying to play that Batman shit. I don't understand that.
Thanks,
Frank. You on our side. Don't be rolling
over. Oh, man. Hey,
Frank, y'all, a man at the end of the day. Frank, a man at the end of the day.
I just can't stand. One thing I can't stand about women is y'all want to break up, then y'all act like y'all angels, and y'all want to keep y'all shit in the dark. That's so crazy. But then y'all want to try to bust the man out, say, oh, you doing this, you doing that. What are you doing? And that's the thing, y'all women don't like
it. Put all our stuff out in the open, though.
Right. Neither do we, but y'all look for it like this. Inspect the gadget, don't you? Y'all be looking for it.
Hey, Frank, it's the confessional that I found in the footage where Sharita says, you know, we women, we date differently. So the question is, what's different?
She's looking for a replacement. Oh, yeah, I actually can like this guy.
They sneaky about their stuff or what, Frank?
Hey, I'm with you. Let me tell you what they'll do.
I think you read too much into that. Can we move on to the next question?
Look, she don't like, she in the corner. She about to fight like a cat. She in the corner.
Red turning red. I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna do that.
Hey, look, I just would love to meet Rasta Pasta so we can bring them on the we can have him on Meet the Threes. We gotta have his word, his side of the story. Now, I mean, because I'm gonna ask him, what it's like.
Preach, Peggy.
And he's gonna tell me like a 62-yard field goal.
Peggy said, initiated the separation, then you cannot trip when we move accordingly.
Exactly.
I can trip when I'm hearing about it later.
You were told about that.
So who initiated these separations?
He initiated the first separation, and the second separation.
Okay.
If you want to be technical now, our situations initiated the separations.
Hey, y'all giving them too much. Hold on now. Don't give them no more. Hold it for the show. You don't give them too much.
Find out what the situations were.
Yeah, y'all gotta go tune in. Y'all been them too much. It's getting sizzling.
I do want to ask, you know, because, you know, after the godfather and the godmother, Bobby and Whitney Brown, you know, they had a great, one of the greatest reality show televisions in the world. And then
without the crack. Whitney,
or who is that? No, Bobby put his finger up Whitney's butt to grab the boot, the doo-doo out. Now, we going to see some stuff like that in y'all reality show, because I need to know what kind of editing do we need to do.
Without the crack. Look, without the crack. We bob in with
it.
That's crack-like behavior.
I got this impaction up in here. And he's coming in with that thing and just like, oh, no, man. I won't see that.
I don't remember seeing that. I don't remember seeing that.
Better YouTube, and it's on there.
Yeah, Frank got the uncut version.
Yes, he does. Raven
is going in. She said there's a saying out here that goes, move your meat, lose your seat.
Hey, we got to get Raven on the show too, because you know, we got to have her perspective, because she's funny as hell.
Raven,
she's gonna be all behind the scenes, but don't want to be seen. You know, that's not Raven.
Bad.
Raven,
but I told Raven we could put you in the corner and make you a shadow and make your voice different, like you a snitch.
Now listen, what else do you, as far as the show is concerned, what else do you want? What do you want people to see as far as your, I guess I can call it a reconciliation. What do you want people to see from you? Like, what are you going to be expressing?
I want to express a strong Black woman. And just because you go back to your husband or you try to reconcile your relationship, it doesn't mean that you're settling. It doesn't mean that it means that you are putting the work. We know marriage is hard, and you know, we worked hard to get back into a good space. So I think I just want people to see a strong family unit, me as a mother, me as a wife, me as a business owner, me as a daughter-in-law, a sister-in-law, a friend, that I can be strong, but not strong at the same time. Because, you know, as Black women, we feel like we got to handle everything. We got to be the ones that's strong. We got to be the ones that handle everything. And, you know, as I'm going through changes in my life, the menopause and, you know, everything that comes with that, getting a little older and, you know, just everything, figuring out what I want to do with my career. So hopefully all of that stuff is played out as well. But I want people to laugh. I want people to cry. We want people to give people something to think about. That's about it that I can think of.
What about you, Dante?
Like I said, I just want people to see, a different dynamic of a Black family. Like all these reality shows got everybody fighting, you know, throwing drinks in each other's face. You know, they're having conflict and don't know how to resolve the conflict. Like adults, you know, not to say we do everything right, you know, not to say that we, you know, we might have some conflict and it might linger on for a couple episodes, but, you know, hopefully we don't get to throwing no drinks and scratching and stuff at each other. But I just want to show a different light for, you know, Black love, show that, you know, marriage is not easy. You know, you're going to have your ups and downs, but you can still, get to a point where we can, you know, reconcile. You know, we had to get to this point because it was tough, you know what I mean? So get to that point of reconciling and then trying to make it work, you know. Also promoting, you know, Black businesses. You know, we promote entrepreneurship. We both own businesses, you know, we're entrepreneurs, so we want to promote that. Promote other entrepreneurs, you know, within our show, you know, giving them little cameos or whatever the case may be in the show throughout the seasons, just to promote other Black businesses, you know. So we want to do, you know, all that type of stuff as well.
And share Sharing custody of Kobe. I was like, sharing custody of Kobe.
I was going to say, is Kobe going to be in the show? Is he going to be able to handle it?
Kobe was confused. Man. He was confused. He been in so many different houses in the last 2 years.
Yeah, my poor baby.
I'm going to get to you, Rel, but I want to ask a question because I know you guys have a business together, and I think you all work in the same office, right? Office.
Yes. Business.
How was that? Especially when y'all was not liking each other. How was that to work with each other? Have to see
it's a scene in the show. You going to see how it got a little, you know, it got a little tension, you know, there with her trying to show out in front of one of my employees, you know.
Kobe has abandonment issues. Yeah, my poor baby.
All right, Mr. Dr. Phil Rell, what do you want us as watchers, listeners to get from the show, from your part in the show?
I mean, I just don't, like they said, it's not really a ratchet show, so we're just trying to show Black excellence and then trying to bring along Black excellence, like they say, promote other people. And, you know, open doors for everything. You know, not only did we doing Meet the Threes, but we also started Cobrine Entertainment. So, you know, we're a production company ourselves. And it's just so much that can happen. So we just, you know, bringing you inside of all that. You starting with Meet the Threes, but Meet the Threes going to show you a lot of what's really going on and what can happen if y'all stick together through the midst of anything. You know, Black love is everything and love conquers everything. So as long as they willing to work, love is willing to, you know, blossom and be all over them. So we're just trying to support them and, you know, y'all check us out, man. Meet the Threes, man.
And support you. I'm hearing that Cobrine Entertainment is you all's company. I thought it was somebody that was another company. That tell us about that. Yeah.
Cobrine Entertainment.
I love that.
Bell's Busy Busy. They were associate producers beyond nursing. Bell's Busy Busy, that's a tongue twister. And Lord, they support us with
the production.
Yeah. Now, Cobrine Entertainment is named after Mr. Kobe.
Oh, wow.
Kobe LeBron. So it's Cobrine.
Two entities of greatness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put them to go.
All right. I like that.
Cobrine Entertainment will be producing a Finding Love for Real show.
Much, yeah. You gotta hold that. You gotta
be like Flavor of Love.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm about to say, Frank, we're about to bring back Flavor of Love.
Yes, Phil Real,
Dr. Phil. Yes, Dr. Phil.
Now, Dr. Phil Real is a comedian I've seen on Sophisticated Dummies and other places. Now, are we gonna see some of this comedy on the reality show?
I'm gonna just tell you, get in the car, put your seatbelt on and ride. That's all you just ride. Because it's gonna be a hell of a ride, and it's a ride that you can keep on riding type of deal.
All right, so I think I saw tickets. Bell, Missy, Izzy, Bell's Busy Busy was talking about tickets to the premiere. Tell us about the premiere and what we're going to expect to see.
We have a red carpet premiere March 9th. You know, shout out to Biggie. March 9th at the Bird Theater in Richmond, Virginia. It's a free event, red carpet event. Come dressed to impress. We don't do a lot of that in Richmond. So we wanted to kind of bring back, I know there's a lot of like the sneaker balls and stuff that's real popular, but we wanted to do more of a red carpet thing to kind of get everybody in. And we have DJ Foot doing the music. We got Shea Butter. Not Butter.
We know Shea Butter.
The whole, she's amazing. So, you know, we just want to make it fun and, yeah.
Okay. All right. So has the show been picked up yet or are we still?
We still shopping around.
Okay. All right. Frank, anything else you want to ask? Because I know you have flagrant questions.
You know, I'm really just enjoying the Black love right now. Because I'm gonna tell you, a lot of people, myself included. I'm that type to where when it's over, I'm out. So I honor y'all and I appreciate y'all even fighting for that, fighting for your love. That's what's up. You don't see that a lot anymore. Like I said, I'm one of them ones that ain't gonna fight for it. But you guys are getting perspective on it. Real talk.
Raven says she's fighting that. Yeah, that's how she gonna.
We got security too, Slabo.
Yeah, we got security.
Well, I'm coming from Georgia. And I know it's gonna be great. I'm gonna find me a little red carpet outfit.
Oh, and the young niggas ain't gonna be there.
I'm not looking for no more young ones. I'm looking for an older one now.
Oh, wow. She gonna have her cougar outfit on.
You know? Never mind. She gonna come up there with the butt cheeks cut out, the leather pants.
No, that's not how I do it.
Classy
base. I'm just playing all jokes.
All right, guys. Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know?
Hey, we got a question from Frank. Hey, Frank, where we can find you at and see some of your comedian material? Because you supposed to be funny, but I ain't laughed at you all night.
That's good. I'm glad you ain't. You know, I don't like smoking. I don't like smokers any goddamn way. You know.
hey, that's fucked up. How the world treats smokers too. We're gonna argue about that's enough. Symphony say people shouldn't treat because people smoke. Now y'all feel funny, nigga. Okay. Man, you don't like smoke. You discriminating.
I do. I smoke and I don't care. I'm at that age right now. I'll do what I want to do. I'm grown, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's your decision. Yeah. I asked you to smoke.
Hey. I'm going to take that offline.
I want to smoke.
You know, where we can find you, though? Where we can find you, though? Let's see some of the material.
Kings can move on. Kings can move on. You can catch us on YouTube, all your streaming channels. Check us out. We're about to start our season 4 here next month. And man, I would actually love to have the two of y'all on. I know I'm gonna talk to Jason about it, man. I would love to have the two of y'all because one thing that we do promote is Black business. I love that. Love that. And so we can talk shit. We're gonna have y'all. We're gonna have our first episode and we can look to have a battle of the sexes. So, you know,
Mr. Not a no-hold bar.
Yeah, we're gonna have it on there. We're gonna have a good one. So
take a copy of Mountain Lion. Well, she called me a mountain lion. Raven said, Terrell, remind me to tell you the joke I have about people who smoke.
Mm-mm.
All right, listen, guys. To those who are listening and who will listen to us on our podcasting app or who will watch this podcast later, we want you guys to know that we stand behind Meet the Threes and we want to see them get back together. And we love Black love, and that's just all to it. And I want you guys to share this as much as you can because I want everybody. Look, do y'all have more tickets to the premiere?
Yeah, so they can get their tickets at Event Noir, eventnoir.com. It's free tickets. Get your tickets, man. We got already about 300 already gone.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to fill that place up.
Come on to the premiere at the Bird Theater and let's have some fun.
Hold on, because we got Trina on here because she talking.
Wait a minute. Wait. All right. Wait.
Man, we was almost out of here.
We got to understand where the met.
Look, her shit buffering.
that's not full of shit she is.
That's that bullshit.
And look.
We got to stop talking about Trina.
Her internet just like her. Bullshit.
Trina.
What up?
Don't bring on our
coming close to my router because somebody won't just smoke.
So. That's right, Trina.
She done came in at the end. Trina, Rail was talking bad about you, honey.
Rail don't want this smoke though.
And Dante was too on the slide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm here now. So what y'all gotta say?
Yeah, you here now with like 5 minutes left on the show.
So what? Better late than never.
So what's your part?
Look at Trina got the new friend on there.
What you come
she,
to?
Is she the Kenya Moore of the show?
I'm sorry, what was that question, Fee?
I said, are you the Kenya Moore of the show?
No. No. You're trying to say I'm messy.
I don't know. Somebody said you was messy.
The clip that I saw, Trina, you was being messy, sugar.
What I do?
You brought up Rasta Pasta. Sometimes you gotta keep secrets, baby. Ooh, you gotta keep it in the pocket. You just brought it out. You just brought it all out.
I was trying to see if it was on the menu. You know, some Rasta Pasta. That's all.
Oh, you were trying to get next.
What?
Next. You don't do that, dude.
Right.
Not next. Not next. But Trina, you do want to see them get back together, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If that will make my friend happy, then I support her.
Then why the hell you bringing up Rasta Pasta then?
Don't even do that.
Exactly, Frank. Exactly.
Don't do that, Frank. You're supposed to be objective. You can't be choosing.
Okay. Then objectively, why you bringing up Rasta Pasta?
Shit. And where Rasta Pasta at now?
Yeah. Why you licking your lips about Rasta Pasta? Did you get the pasta too?
Who?
Trina, licking her lips. She's like, Rasta Pasta. It was Alfredo.
I was looking for Rasta Pasta on the menu.
Oh my goodness. Man, that's crazy, Trina. That's crazy.
Dante's not smiling right now, so I'm not gonna let y'all.
No, he's not.
Hey, we're going to dinner again, Trina. We gotta do dinner again.
Oh, hell no. Okay. We gotta do dinner again.
Yeah. He's gonna handle you for his brother.
The camera's gonna be out, so you gotta be prepared.
Prepared for
exactly.
What?
Thank you, Raven.
Put your track shoes on.
Talking about this burrito.
What's a burrito?
Dante's
trying not to say nothing.
We're not gonna get it out of him.
So. Well, because that's what you
look. I wasn't dating nobody well enough to give him nicknames and shit.
Dante said, "I'm pleased to fit."
Don't forget, he was an insecure Rasta Pasta though.
This gonna be a juicy storyline, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I see it already.
I got to find him. I got to bring him on the show. And I can hear the mics on tape now.
Not a whore in church.
It's gonna be some drinks poured that day.
You said Dante quiet as a whore in church.
If he don't like that shit, he gonna cry in the car.
We don't want to talk about that. He does not want to talk about that. Okay,
that's listen. Right, Megan. Somebody nicknamed her.
Who?
Somebody has said it. You know, she had a nickname, but we're not gonna go there because Dante might not invite me to anything when I come to Richmond.
I ain't getting nobody no nicknames.
I guess you can share your role in the. I don't want you to be coming off as no messy friend because that's not what you know.
No, right, tell us your role.
The people gonna see and say what they believe. They gonna call it for themselves. Y'all can't try to, you know, save her.
Save me.
Don't
let
save
the people
her.
Be the judge.
Don't want to be saved.
I'm the new friend that's supportive. I support my friend if she wants to stay separated. I support my friend if she wants to get back together. I'm just there for her. I met her when I was walking my dog, as y'all
know. Some people in our friend group say no new friends.
Because look, she met her while she was turning up and separated. You know, they was all out here walking dogs and shit.
And she met you at the townhouse.
That's my dog. Oh. That's my dog. Now they all in the club turning up like that's my day one. And her and Watch the Pasta firing and all them.
Listen, all right, anything else anybody wants to say? Because we about to let this go. We're not going to talk about Rasta Pasta.
I'm just going to say, the new friend is here to stay. So, hello.
Oh. And she ain't a problem. In the
That's all
right.
Hey, Rev. Hey, we Rev. Welcome you, huh?
Hey, Rev.
Yeah.
You go ahead and welcome her, yo, so you can.
And we welcome
take care of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Ah. So when we going to dinner?
Thank you, Raven.
Yeah, we gonna save that for the show. We're gonna say I don't want no fighting at the premiere. Wait a minute. Are we gonna have libations at the premiere?
They have libations there, but it's canned. We had the bird theater there, so
we can bring our own.
There she go.
Look, you go
sneaking stuff in the theater.
Your friend
is so messy. Your friend is so messy.
We're gonna be chilling there. All of a sudden, they're gonna come get you and then start searching you and talking about you gotta go, man.
Look at Belle's busy. She's gonna bring it back.
Uh-oh. Somebody gonna bring it back.
Yeah, because she know. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Sarita gonna have to go outside with you because she's gonna try to show you she supports you. Y'all gonna be outside.
Raven
at the premiere.
I wouldn't get us kicked out. I wouldn't do that.
Look at Peggy. She said, "Yep, Sarita, we definitely bring our own."
Y'all make sure y'all had the cameras rolling for the premiere.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be cameras there.
March 9th. What time does it start?
6:30. Showing
is
promptly at 7:30.
Red carpet.
The ones that's
so be ready to get your picture taken.
Ones that will be fashionably late, that's not gonna work because the show will start at 7:30. So we'll have a little.
So look, follow us on Instagram. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all at Meet the Threes.
Okay.
Meet the Threes.
And bring
the number
your,
3 2 T.
Your own libations because we don't want to get put out. Bring your little money for your libation.
Okay. Trying to sneak in a bottle in.
And somebody said in the comments.
Get the Hennessy, Trina.
Are you friends? Oh, now she your friend.
Right. Now
y'all can be friends if she got some penny. He can be turning on you, Dante.
I know. If Trina bring a pack of cigarettes, some weed, and some Hennessy, I'll say the
same. All right. We're saying good night.
Thank you, Miss Lou, for tuning in to 1240 AM The Buzz. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Inspire Her, the Total Woman. See you next week.
We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yay!